I hear what you're saying, and I follow your arguments, but you're wrong. Here's Why by Ian Wolfe.
Gregory Benford is best known as a science fiction writer, but that's just a hobby. He's now chairman of anti-aging company Genescient. He's a professor of physics at the University of California and a Woodrow Wilson Fellow at Cambridge University. He's served as an advisor to the US Department of Energy, to NASA and the White House. As chairman of Genescient, he wants to prevent the diseases of aging to let us all grow old in good health using evolutionary selection and genomics with the new science of networks. We now live twice as long as people in 1900, who lived almost twice as long as people born in 1800. When Shakespeare wrote his plays, 30 was considered old age, and most people were killed by sepsis, which is infection. Today, we're killed mostly by heart disease, Alzheimer's, cancer, and other diseases of aging. Gregory Benford is over 60 and wants to live a healthy long life, and his plan should work to benefit all of us. If you have the genes for cancer, then it probably will kill you. The majority of gene carriers die by 80. Two-thirds of people die from cardiovascular heart disease. You can actively avoid heart disease by exercising and not smoking, which also puts off the cancer. But how can you actively research aging in a quick enough time to benefit from the results? You need to look at very short-lived animals, like fruit flies. Imagine if you took a population of fruit flies. You prevent them from breeding until half of them have died of old age. Then you let those breed. Then you do this again and again for 740 generations. It took Michael Rose 30 years to use selective pressure to weed out the genes that stop fruit flies living to a healthy old age. He's created Methuselah flies, which live 5.5 times longer than ordinary fruit flies. In humans, women stop reproducing at around age 40. For men, reproduction lasts longer, but sperm quality goes down. Evolution is done with you once you pass the age of reproduction, so it favours the young, stupid, and quickly reproducing. Gregory Benford points out that the only social mechanism we have now that will increase the human lifespan are universities, because the function of universities is to stop you reproducing until later. As university attendance goes up, you get a longer and more robust lifespan. Michael Rose got the idea for the Methuselah flies from reading Robert Heinlein's Methuselah's Children. In the novel, an organisation in 1800 decides to find people with grandparents who had lived to a healthy old age and give them a cash bonus for reproducing. In 15 to 20 generations, this results in longer-lived people. Unfortunately, it turns out in the real world, you'd need to selectively breed people for hundreds of generations instead of tens of generations. It would take humans 17,000 years of selective breeding to match what the Methuselah flies have achieved in 30 years. In other words, it's not going to happen to you. Every generation of selective breeding works to create new information about the aging process. Michael Rose was using artificial selection as a supercomputer. Gene sequencing is becoming cheaper and better every 9 months, which is twice as fast as computers. Moore's law famously has computer capacity doubling for the same price every 18 months. Gregory Benford has bought the Methuselah flies and sequenced their genome and continues the selective breeding program. He told us that many people he speaks to say they don't want to live a long time, elderly and wizened and feeble. He points out that the Methuselah flies beat up the other flies and they have much more sex than the other flies. The Methuselah flies are more robust and reproductively successful. He tells a story of when a few got loose in the room. They had to let them die of old age because they couldn't swat them. They could hear them, but they couldn't catch them because the flies were just too fast. They did die without escaping the room. Humans share 80% of our genes with the flies. Flies were the early demo model for animal life, 600 million years ago. Flies die of diabetes, cardiovascular and neurological problems, which afflict us still. Genesian gathered over 150 bad genetic signals that get passed on down to us and cause us to die. They were able to compare the public domain human genome with the Methuselah fly genome for homologs or similar genes. They focused first on heart disease, since it kills most people. They compared Methuselah flies to ordinary fruit flies and compared long-lived humans to short-lived humans and looked closely at the differences. A large variety of human disorders either have a corresponding mutant gene in flies, such as the OPA1 gene that causes blindness and heart disease in both humans and flies, or there are parallels to genes in flies selectively engineered to suffer the same disorder. Flies get age-dependent disorders like heart disease, including fibrillation. In flies, they judge that they're maintaining cognitive, athletic, and sexual function by male mating success. They measure heart function by pacing tests and electrocution survival tests. They measure resistance to sepsis by massive bacterial injection protocols. Now, a sidebar on sepsis is that as late as 1940, a man died of sepsis from being pierced by a rose thorn. He was one of the test subjects for penicillin, and they couldn't make penicillin quickly enough to give him a big enough dose to counteract the bacterial infection. The next step is to look for compounds that let you hack in and upregulate the long life genes and downregulate the genes that kill you. If you use food-based or traditional medicine-based compounds, then the testing for safety has already been done and you can speed up the time to market. You just have to use mundane artificial intelligence, the non-aware kind, to show you the genes that are affected by the compounds and how the proteins they express cascade to affect the genes around them, which express proteins to affect the next lot of genes, and so on in a complicated network. Then you prove efficacy, and you can get a product to market in time to help Gregory Benford and his twin brother live to a healthy old age. Genesian expects to have a heart disease prevention nutraceutical, a drug based on food, released before the end of the year. It turns out that much of heart disease prevention is about the heart's ability to repair itself with stem cells. The new product will be called Stem Cell RX, and they've been able to increase the lifespans of flies and mice in the lab by 16% with this product. The genes that cause the disorders of aging are similar in fruit flies to humans, so they can use the human genes to screen for substances that safely manipulate the rate of aging and then test them in short-lived fruit flies because they act on the same genes, performing the same functions as in humans. In addition to already being legislated as safe, food-based nutraceuticals are a more gentle way to retune the genomic network than pharmaceuticals. Flies get Crohn's disease, diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, heart disease, and bipolar disorder, caused by similar genes to those in humans. It's now an IT problem to use all the genomic data. A fly in the ointment is that flies don't get cancer. Fortunately, there's also been a 30-year Methuselah mouse project, and mice do get cancer. So Genesian are comparing genomes with mice to find substances that downregulate the cancer-causing genes and upregulate the cancer prevention genes. Gregory Benford says the 20th century was about physics, the 21st century will be about biology. Biology is fundamentally an IT-based science studying massively interconnected networks. Selection and genomics are the key technologies that can penetrate bio-networks. It's a matter of this 30-year projects of the Methuselah flies and mice maturing at the same time that genomics are becoming cheap, that genetic sequencing is becoming cheap, and that computers are becoming very powerful. Genesian aims to bring together laboratory selection, population genomics, and bioinformatics for the oncoming health revolution we all need. I think I'll buy some stock myself. Genesian is negotiating with major pharmaceutical companies around the world to license their genomic results and to find out how our drugs actually work. You can find out more about Genesian at www.genesient.com. Gregory Benford spoke at the Singularity Summit in Melbourne, which you can find out about at www.singinst.org.au.
Ladies, listen to me. Now back to your man, then back to me. Listen to your man again, and now listen to me. He isn't me, but he could sound like me. I'm telling you a story about how men's semen works as an antidepressant in women. Look away. Look back. Now I'm talking to a guy who wants to cure mind-controlling parasites in crazy cat ladies with gold nanoparticles activated by lasers. Come closer. I'm telling you how high doses of vitamin C have been shown to activate a pathway of desire that makes you go out and seek sex with strangers. I'm Ian Wolfe, and today I woke up with a huge, hard, swollen larynx. I'm a little hoarse. Listen to me on www.hereswhy.tk or follow me on Twitter at Ian Wolfe. Why don't you stay young? It's so hard to get old to without a cause. I don't want to perish like a fleeing horse. It's like diamonds in the sun, and diamonds are forever. So many adventures could